Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello out there in the motherfucking ether. Know what fucking time it is. Anymore. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There are still really great people listening to this show. And even if you're not, and I'm the only one talking to myself, well, then you know what? I'll talk to myself. At least I know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's more than what most people know. Most people don't know anything. Most people only know what they're told. Most people only know what someone tells them. And most people just run their mouths in ways that they shouldn't be running them. And that's okay too. So you know what? Whatever. Run your mouth. That's okay. I don't care one way or another. Most of the mouth running comes from people that don't do what is known as research. And I don't mean just like you're getting in there and you get down with the books. I mean just about 10 minutes or even up to 30 seconds at bare minimum of research. You see an article. Instead of liking the article, why don't you read it? What does it say? What is it talking about? What are the talking points? What are the indications of where this article is going? Who wrote it? What was the date it was written? Is it an old article? I mean, you know, there's a lot going on right now. You got Ted Cruz banging 4, 5, 6, 7 different chicks. Donald Trump doesn't know the difference between what day it is when it comes to abortion and what day it isn't. I never said he was the perfect candidate. Just because I support him doesn't mean anything. You know, here's what I would like people to understand about some things. When you're referring to what is happening at the moment, are you actually paying attention to what's going on? Are you reading between the lines? As my father used to always say that to me when I was a kid, you got to read between the lines. Like these people, oh yeah, my son, he's doing so well. He just bought a home in Florida. You know, he quit his job up there in North Jersey and he moved to Florida. So in other words, he couldn't afford to live up there. They probably laid him the fuck off and then he had to get the fuck out of Dodge and move to Florida like the rest of the trash of New Jersey that can't hack it up here that moved to Florida and turn it into the hellhole that it is. You know, you got to read between the lines. So just keep that in mind as you go forward when you're hearing people talk the trash that they talk or say the things that they say, because most of it is just irrelevant, and it's not relevant whatsoever in the sense of what you're understanding either. Keep that in mind. There's a lot of topics to talk about. I don't know if Tony's going to call in tonight. I think it's you guys just have me tonight, and that's okay too, because I'm awesome and I'm sexy and I can talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you want to call in, 347-857-3667, and you know, tell me what's on your mind. And if there isn't anything on your mind, that's okay too, y'all. And you know, if you don't care, then that's all right too. I was on the radio on Thursday, and I'll get back to my point in a minute, but I'm going to tie it all in because you know how I do. I was on the radio on Thursday. I was on this, I tagged some of you in it, those of you for my Facebook listeners, and then some of you are my just out-and-out listeners. Thank you so much. You know, I tagged some of you in it. I was on this radio show, and I'll have the archive within the next 2 days. They're going to email it to me, and then I'll tag everybody in it again, and then you'll all be able to hear it if you didn't get to hear it. And I went up against this cruise ship moron, this sinking cruise ship schmuck. Who, well, he's a nice guy, and he means well, but for the most part, you can't trust anybody. See, and you all know this already, I don't have to explain this, we don't need to do an hour and a half of just me telling you that you can't trust anybody, you know this already, but you know, people, when I walked in there and everything was all nice and smiles and you know, bromancing, you didn't expect the filth that was going to come from this guy. You didn't expect the overwhelming, you know, two-facery from this clown, from this cruise ship, the cruise ship performer. Because, you know, the way that when I walked in and everybody was smiles, it was obvious that him and the radio show host that invited me to come on, you know, it was obvious they already knew each other. They were already friends. They already knew the cahoots within each other. And here I am, you know, just dealing with it. And it was really, it was one and a half versus one. But in the beginning, like I said, when I walked in here, let me tie it all in. In the beginning, when I walked in, it was very all bromancery. And then when we sat down to get into it, it was obvious this guy was going to just try to just trash him. Was just going to try to trash Trump. I'm not going to talk about Trump all night long because this is boring. But I want to get this out. And look, tomorrow is Wisconsin. And if Trump wins Wisconsin, which he should, which I don't know how he goes from being double digits in the head to out of fucking nowhere he's down 10 points, somebody needs to explain that to me. Nobody does that overnight. It doesn't just happen out of nowhere because Fox fucking News says so and Rupert Murdoch and the rest of the fucking illegal alien-loving fucking New World Order pieces of shit say so. Sorry, I'm not that stupid. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time. But you're not fooling all the people all the time. And those that are my dedicated friends that listen to this show know that I know better. And they know that I teach them better. I don't come in here helping, teaching people to go against some high school team, some fucking JV team, some college team. I prepare them week after week to go against motherfucking Odell Beckham, to go against motherfucking Tom Brady, to go against motherfucking Chris Long. Shout out to Kira out there in St. Louis. That's right, Chris Long, the son of Howie Long. I prepare you to go against Dez Bryant for all my Texas listeners. I prepare you every week to go against the best to see through this nonsense. Back to what I was saying. So, don't sit here. Don't take it for what it is. This guy just came out and it was character attackment. And the thing is that they don't really have anything viable on Trump because he's not a politician. See, it's Trump versus the globalization of America. Okay? It's Trump versus the globalization with the Rothschilds and George Soros and the Bank of England and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Mexicans. It's funny how all these people that are fucking the country over are all against him. Isn't that amazing? And all the people that benefit from it are also all against him. Isn't that amazing? So when this clown, this cruise ship performer, when he came in there and he started to do the character development, or the character development, excuse me, the character attacking, I immediately shut him down because the guy wasn't asking the question. After the first 15-minute segment, this motherfucker didn't want nothing to do with me. He wanted no more of me. I'll tell you that right now. He made sure that he was not going to come anywhere near me after that. And you're all hear it. I know I'm talking shit right now, but I'm telling you, once the guy emails me the archive, you'll all hear it. I'll post it on the one that I tagged you all in, and I'll post it anyway, and I'll tag you all in it again. But this clown didn't want nothing to do with me because I got very good advice from somebody that you know, instead of just getting down in the gutter with this guy, which I could have and I still would have won, I knew I had to outbox the bum. And to actually quote the person that actually analyzed what I did, he said, you know, you got to outbox the bum, which I did. You have to outbox some of your opponents sometimes, because sometimes it depends on the venue. Now, if you're in a bar and it's a whole bunch of drunken crossfire, like they used to have on the Man Show, yeah, you know, you're going to talk over the guy. You're not going to be able to outbox. You got to get in the gutter, and you got to throw the haymakers. You know, you got to come for grandma's house with the wide rights and the wide lefts. You know what I'm saying? So when you're in this, and to tie it back into my point, when you're reading between the lines, you got to read between the lines also of the person, of the individual. Because he came at me like he was my best friend in before we went on air. And then when we got on air, it was total debauchery. But unfortunately for him, see, never let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. In my case, I'm a lefty, so I never let the right hand know what my left hand's doing. So, he doesn't know that I do a radio show every week, that I put the time in every week to do research on articles so I know what the fuck I'm talking about, that I know how to collaborate with a partner in order to produce a viable product. He doesn't know I know how to do these things. He doesn't know that I'm light years ahead of him on that angle. I know that, but he doesn't know that, and he doesn't need to know that. So once I try to always let that person go first. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to lay out your thesis first. But I let him go first. And right out of the first sentence out of his mouth, I knew he was a moron. He was a mook, a typical a cruise ship performer who had no substance. So it was the typical character attacking instead of talking about the issues. So I knew that I had to outbox this clown. So What he did was he came out here with the bad, you know, with the bad words. But I came out even, see, he came out just swinging. I was, you know, pulling my way, my Mayweather, and I was dodging him back and forth and just jabbing him out. Because, you know, after that, when a question was asked, he couldn't answer the question because he only knew one way. So that's when I just crushed him and said, listen, you're not answering the question. The question is, why are the two, the first question was, why are the two, and I could really give a shit less, and I know you probably don't care, and I know you want me to talk about other stuff, but I'm just, I want you guys to understand, you know, things are getting very, very intricate right now. You know, Ted Cruz has obviously shown that he is the that he has sold his soul to the establishment, and literally sold his soul. And I'm not going to call him Ted Cruz anymore because his name is Raphael Edward. From what I found out, I didn't know that that was true. Somebody said that his real name is Raphael Edward. If there's anybody out there that could verify that, I'd really like to know, but I'm pretty sure, from what I understand, that's actually true. That is true. His name is Raphael Edward. His name, real name, isn't even fucking Ted. That's why he's called Lion Ted. So yeah, his name's Raphael Edward Cruz. So this guy from born in Canada. So this guy, like I said, it was total character attacking. You have to know the opponent. You have to know everything about the opponent. I did so much research on the issues regarding Raphael, that I didn't even have to go there because I knew how to outbox this clown. And you guys that are getting some of these debates with people, you got to know how to outbox them. Because they are on your, we're on the same side, more or less. Some people, though, are just straight purist thinking, and you're never going to pull them to you because it's, you know, it's this militia, constitution or nothing, which I understand. I support that thinking as well. But you also have to take, you sometimes also have to take the best. It's like a wedding ring. You have to buy what's in your budget. You have to take what's in your, you have to buy what's in your budget. So don't, you know, think that just because you can maybe pull them a little bit doesn't mean they're going to adapt to your thinking. Now, some of them will, some of them won't. This guy, I made sure that before we were talking that I figured out whether he liked Donald or not, and he did. He did like Trump. He was like, oh, I was for Trump in the beginning, but then, you know, I was like, yeah, but then, you know, you started sucking this dude, this other dude's cock, and then you joined that, you joined this faction so you can get something out of it because this dude is already a politician. This dude is some kind of councilman in some fucking town somewhere, so he's already living off the government tip. And you got to keep that in mind. But I, you know, see, I was writing this down on my opponent, so, but you can also take mental notes. So when he came out to the character development, when he said, why do the two candidates hate each other, which they didn't in the very beginning. And I wish that I would have answered the question differently, but I think at the time, you got to remember, hindsight's 20/20, but I answered it well enough. But this guy started going into, well, Trump's this, he's Trump that, he's Trump that. I crushed him right away and said, you're not answering the question. The question is, why do the two parties hate each other? And the answer specifically is, of course, the giant industrial, military, media, environmental, religious complex, or as I call it, the Malevolent Seven. You know, when I started putting that out there, all of a sudden, you know, I crushed his ability to ever answer further on that point. You have to kind of guide them to your way of thinking without them knowing it. There is a little bit of psychiatry involved. You have to develop their thinking into your way of thinking. It is kind of brainwashing, but it's more in the lines of convincing, brainwashing, all wrapped into one. Hypnotism also is, you can throw a little dash of that in there. I don't know, maybe 40-20%-ish style of each one. So then after, you know, after that segment, this guy didn't want no more of me. Now, after that, I said, I got to close this deal. So I said, listen, let's get something straight here. I said, you know, our main goal is to defeat the communist idiots that we're going to be going against in November. It's not a matter of Trump versus Cruz. It's a matter of the Constitution and what's left of this republic versus communism. And my opponent was like, yeah, you're right. That's right. Yeah, that's right. I said, I'm telling you, we should come out with that. And he was like, we should come out with the next segment with that. We should come out right with that. And the host was like, yeah, Joe, we'll go right along with that. And I brought him into my line of thinking. Now, it went my way for the next hour and a half. But then in the end there, he realized, I guess he finally caught on to where he was, and then I had to, you know, shut him down again, because this guy obviously cannot outthink me. But, excuse me, but I read between the lines, and you guys need to know how to read between. You got to read the person and read and just analyze what the entire sentence. Don't analyze every word. Don't do that. Analyze every sentence. Are they making a point, or are they just talking out of their ass? Are they making the typical, are they making the typical points that you hear on mainstream media? I can't remember. My friend Joel calls them something. Whatever kind of points they are, the generic points, you know, put out there by Fox News and the rest of the clowns. Are they making those types of regurgitated sheeple points? Four legs good, two legs bad? Or are they actually giving me a well-thought-out, you know, researched, academically inclined answer? Are they performing a proclamation, or are they just talking out of their ass? Well, you know, you're never going to, you know. It's easy to tell right away, especially if you are prepared for this type of battle. Remember, I was prepared for this, but I'm always kind of prepared for it. I always get my ducks in a row. I always get my ducks in a row, and you got to get your ducks in a row, or else when you get into these debates with these people, you're going to flounder around. You got to go on Trump's website. You got to see where his stances are on his platform, so you can go through it. You got to understand what it means to simplify the tax code and what the levels are that he wants. You got to understand his plan for health care and what he's talking about. Otherwise, you're just an idiot with an opinion, like you're just a liberal. Whether or not your opinion is right or wrong, you have an opinion, and that's okay, little Johnny. See, that's the liberal thinking. And liberalism is a mental disorder, as said by Dr. Michael Savage in the Savage Nation, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, KSFO Radio. So, understand who it is that you are talking to. One, understand the subject matter. Two, persuade the opponent to your side of thinking. Three, the most important one of all, number four, be prepared. Do your homework, which really isn't even something that involves these first two, three rules. It's really not a rule because you know better. When if you guys are friends of mine and you listen to this show, you know better automatically. You know better automatically to do the homework. Put the time in. Learn the system. Build the credibility. Understand the market. Understand the process. Okay, one of my good friends, sexy-ass friend, I can't want to say her name, she said, Ted Cruz publicly pushed for the repeal of a federal law that doesn't exist. Interesting. I don't know what ECPD means. Hello, Tania. I don't want to say your last name because I don't want to put people out there like that. Trump rally drew biggest crowd Saturday. Whoa. Oh, she was there. Of the three presidential campaigns that were rallying in Eau Claire, it's obviously French settlement, on Saturday, Donald Trump's drew the largest crowd. Well, you know, we know that already. I mean, we know already this guy. Nobody. I don't care what the media says. I know for a fact that the shit about Bernie and the crowds and all that nonsense is fake. I know it's fake because I have friends in California. And supposedly the pictures that they put out there that are like, oh, what was the media? He sold out this stadium. They were there. He wasn't even at that stadium. So it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's bullshit. Okay. It's all a load of crap. Oh, she took it off the page. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were there. All right, that's okay. All right. I know she, you know, a friend of mine who runs our closed group, Trump Express to the White House. Feel free to go to that Facebook page and like it if you'd like, if you can, and show your support. But anyhow, back to where I was thinking. Yes, sweetheart, Trump for president. Hashtag Trump for president. She's awesome. Where was I? Oh, yes. Okay, so, like I said, when you're reading the opponent, read who they are and where they're coming from. And most of the time, see, the thing is, when I don't debate liberals anymore because I know they're coming right from communism. They're coming right from the Communist Manifesto, and you can just download the PDF for the Communist Manifesto, and it's about maybe 80 pages. The first 25 pages are like the introductory to like every different language across Europe, and it's fucking just ridiculous. It's the same shit. The bourgeoisie, and we had to come around, and the people that are on top, we're not giving the people enough of the butt. It's the same shit. Which I would like to understand how these people have been in power for the past 8 years. And I'm talking about Bernie and Hillary. It's funny how everybody hates the people who support Bernie hate Hillary, yet they're part of the same fucking faction of the communist wing. It's just that they're just a different feather of that wing. And I find it disgusting how these motherfucking mooks have had power for the past 8 years and they've produced nothing. It's so amazing how they talk about how the rich are getting rich and the poor are getting poor. But didn't you have the majority for as long as you've had it? And weren't you in charge of this, that, and the third for this past amount of time? And you could, and it's still the same story as it was from before in 2008. No, I'm sorry, you have some of the people fooled, but you ain't fooling this motherfucking fox. I told you, they get up at 5, I get up at 4. They get up at 4, I get up at 3. They get up at 3, I'll stay awake. And that's the kind of thinking you need to develop when you're fighting, taking on these type of people. But that's the world of politics within itself. It is a very, very, well, thank you so much for canceling the things that you did. You didn't have to do that for me. That says a lot. Thank you for your support. Anything I can do to support you, you know I do. Joel, I can't watch the video at the moment, but thank you. Anyway, everybody check the video out that a friend of mine, Joel Rubenfine, posted on the link for the show. Where was I? Oh, man. I'm not going to lie, like, I came from the bar before I did this show, but, like, I wasn't really drinking. I was drinking before I went to watch the some of the game. And I don't mean basketball, because I think basketball sucks. I was watching, and you guys know I'm a hockey fan, but so I was watching the two games. Beforehand, I was drinking Washington apple shots, because I bartend on the side. And it's Crown Royal, sour, apple pucker, and a splash of cranberry. 1.5 ounce of Crown Royal, because it's like a softer whiskey, and then a 1/2 ounce of sour apple, apple pucker. Really, they kind of make the best one, and then a splash of cranberry juice, shake and strain, and now they're called Washington apples. They're actually pretty good. I prefer a little more cranberry in mine, but that's just the way I make them. Anyhow. Moving forward. So you just get the PDF of the Communist Manifesto, and I suggest you read it. Now I read it. It was a pretty bad read. And it was not written by Karl Marx, for those who need to know their history, this little history lesson. It was not written by Karl Marx. The Communist Party existed before Karl Marx. And the thing is, when you really, really look into the history of it was written by a group of people within that original party that Karl Marx belonged to, that actually wrote it, and they wrote a lot of it. Excuse me, I want to put this into proper perspective, because when I was reading and trying and learning this, you got to kind of read, like I say, got to read between the lines, and there's a couple different stories, but they all kind of attribute to the same conclusion. Basically, you know, he belonged to the Communist Party, and a group of people put these things together, and he helped get it published, because Karl Marx did write for a newspaper, and he wasn't that stupid. So I'm not saying he was smarter than me or any of my listeners. I'm just saying that he was, you know, he had at least a half a brain. So he, helped get it published in that sense, but he didn't write the manifesto. And it's quite literally the worst. It's quite disgusting how it is it's quite disgusting how it went to the level that it did, and that these people, that these blind sheep are just following this along. And here's something you need to I got this off of a meme on Facebook. And it said, sheep will follow the shepherd, even though the shepherd will lead them to slaughter. I don't think it was word for word, but it's I like the way I say it better. That's because I do. And if you think about it, it's true. The sheep, as you know, Christ said, "My sheep know my voice." He doesn't say that just because he's, you know, you got to, as I said, you got to read between the lines. You don't say that. You're not. That's not a stupid statement. It's a very direct statement. My sheep know my voice, and any shepherd, his sheep know his voice. Even if he's going to lead them to the slaughterhouse. And I love me a good rack of lamb. I love me a good leg of lamb. I'll tear a lamb a fucking apart. I'll cut his fucking head off, skin his ass, wear the fur, and throw him on the rotisserie. Chop up some oak and some cherry, and I'll cook him on an open rotisserie. I'll turn that wood. So the sheep will follow me right to the slaughterhouse. You know? I mean, you know, they're just herding cattle. These people don't own businesses. They don't meet payrolls. They don't fucking, what the fuck do they know? And, you know, I guarantee that at one point they've all contributed. And I'm talking about the Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton communist wing, feathered wing of the way that works. You know, they all, it's the same story on each side. It's just, you really are talking about the lesser of two evils on that point. But it's really, you just remember, you're more awake than they are, and you're more forward thinking than they are. You have more of a direction of your spirituality and your mind's eye. And not only that, caller, I know you're on hold. Hold on a second. Let me finish this thought. Your mind's eye's ability to intake light, and that doesn't just mean, I don't mean the light from the sun, I mean light, because, you know, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, and as you know, those who my dedicated listeners and just people who just know me, you know, I've read parts of that book on this show, and it's quite disturbing how reflective it is, how life imitates art, as they say, to some of the things I've read that are compared to what goes on now. You are more further ahead than they are. You know, I once heard somebody that was a teacher of mine, Michael Tazarian, and he was talking about enlightenment, and not just the enlightenment of just the mind, just overall seeing the full picture. And I'm not going into like the Matrix and like aliens and all this other shit at the moment. I'm just talking about overall enlightenment and reading between the lines. He said it takes a lot just to get to this point. It was a seminar he was giving about occultism and symbolism, which I am quite educated in, academically inclined would be the proper way to say it. I'm quite academically inclined within that subject. But he was talking and he was saying that it takes a lot just to get to this point. And that is very important to understand. Just to get to this point, for those who are listening and those who have others listen, it is incredible that you even made it to this point. Just imagine how many people aren't even at this point, that don't even see past the Raphael Edward nonsense, the communist wing featherism, the motherfucking symbolism put forward by these clowns, the giant industrial military environmental media complex and the Malevolent Seven, the entire insanity that has gone on over in Syria and the supposed refugee crisis with numbers of people that are just astronomical that don't even make any sense. You are able to see and read between these lines to understand what all that means, and just be proud of yourself that you've made it this far. You are on top of the mountain when it comes to being an alpha. Okay? Keep that in mind. With that, I don't know this number. Caller 310, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, Ron. It's Tanya.
Well, hello, Tanya. I've been saying your name wrong all this time. I'm so sorry. I deserve a slap.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
No problem. I like your show. I like your point of view on Donald Trump. I love the fact that you're supporting Trump. Go Trump. Because one thing, everybody needs to support Trump. Because one thing, he's a businessman. What the country needs is a businessman. What do you think?
Yes, that is absolutely true. What this country does need is someone who people get a misconception of the government because most people don't understand government structure. They don't understand the structure of a republic. They think they know but they really don't, because there's as they say, you always hear that there's the private sector and then there's how the government operates. Well, the two actually are not hand in hand. The private sector, it takes personal will to make it as far as you can. Remember, Bill Gates and Roger Dell and all these guys, they all dropped out of college and did and just put themselves out there and put out a product and worked very hard and fought the government and antitrust lawyers. But it took a lot, and it takes a lot of brains, and really it takes a lot of just willpower. But when it comes to government, it's, you know, you show up every day and you get paid one way or another, whether you perform well or you don't. So people who come from the private sector that become politicians and that are running for president now understand this. Donald Trump understands this 110%. So, yes, it is good that he is running, and it is good that this is why I support him, because I've said, when I said this on the show, he represents a level of enlightenment of the mind, because Ted Cruz is your typical barroom lawyer. This man comes from a higher point of consciousness that most people do not understand. And I know I'm kind of rambling here, but I just want to get this thought out.
Okay.
He comes from a higher point of consciousness, because most people out there that oppose him have never met a payroll. They don't even know what that means to meet a payroll. They don't know what an income tax allocation is. I know this because I do accounting, but they don't. If you ran and operated a business, or if you were in a higher form of management, you would understand this terminology. But it's obvious that the people that oppose him have never been to that level of consciousness. So they fear it, because the people that are smarter than them attracted to someone that they see on their plane. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Okay, now take it from my side. My family owned restaurant business in Chicago for many, many, many years. And within the last, since I was like 15 till I was 32, I helped my mom run the business. So there was orders, there was taxes, and there was insurance, there was so much. I know a lot about business. So I understand, you know, on what, you know what I'm saying, right?
Right. So
business.
You understand because you were involved you were at the basic level and at the management level.
Yes.
So you understand what it takes to start at the bottom to wash the dish, and you understand what it takes to tell somebody to go wash the dish. You know,
yes.
Here's the thing I've also learned about people is the people that want to be in management, if you put them in management, they couldn't hack it. They wouldn't know how to tell somebody what to do. That's another level of mental being able to overcome in management. You know, when I started out doing security, I was 24, and, you know, my boss made me a supervisor, and in the very beginning, it was a little rough telling people what to do. Because these people look to you for guidance, and they look to you for direction. So you have to direct these people, and they're going to do whatever you tell them. You say, go stand there, go do this, go do that. They're going to do it. But it takes a level of fortitude to deuce that kind of action from yourself to the employee. And the ones that do it the best, now that guy does what he's told. Well, that makes him a really good employee. But when he does what he's told and he's doing the job correctly as well on top of doing what he's told, that's what makes him valuable. And you know this because your family has owned and operated businesses. You know, you can tell right away when you hire somebody, you're like, you know what, I can tell this schmuck's only going to last a week. He ain't going to last a week. But fuck it, it'll get me through the week. It's turnover, I'll get somebody else in here. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. But see, the thing is, it was only family working in the business. Nobody outside the family.
Okay. Hey, listen, sometimes that backfires too.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, well, you know, my aunt owns the place, so I'm just going to fuck off. And then, you know, sometimes that doesn't, you know, that can come back to bite you too. But you knew better. I guarantee you knew better. Like, you know, we're not going to hire Cousin Larry because Cousin Larry's an idiot. We'll hire Cousin Jimmy. And that works in your favor as well.
Mm-hmm. Also.
Right. I mean, not to throw your family under the bus. But, you know, I've had family that were like, oh, yeah, get me a job doing security. And then I get them the job, and I'm like, you know what, I should have never hired them because
they're
idiots.
I know what you mean.
So.
What you call it? On the Ted Cruz part, I bet this is the only way he does business is by paying his wife.
His wife? That's a very interesting topic. Not that I forgot, but I actually didn't prepare myself enough, and I should have been. Mistake on me. But what I do know is that his wife is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, the CFR, the Council of Foreign Relations. And this should tell you right now that John McCain is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Every member of the Bush family is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations.
But who's John McCain?
He is the senator from Arizona who ran against Obama in 2008 and lost.
Okay.
He's establishment. He's establishment. He is one of the ranking members in the Republican staff. There's no such thing as the Republicanists because it's either side. They're both establishment. He is a high-ranking member within the establishment on the Republican side. And right now, if I lived in Arizona or at least out west, I would be doing everything I could to have that because he's up for election this year and it doesn't look like he's going to win. It looks like this woman who is a businesswoman who owned her own business and was actually somewhat successful is taking him on. My friend of mine, Joel Rubenfein, would know this. I think he's a direct descendant of Barry Goldwater. Now, Barry Goldwater, Tanya, was one of his senators from back. You ever hear about some of these guys who, like, really fought for liberty, like these Thomas Jefferson types that have been throughout history of the United States that always fought for the right thing? There was a guy by the name of Barry Goldwater, and I think John McCain is one of his nephew or his great-nephew or something like that. I'm not too sure. That's who John McCain is, and he is a total piece of trash that needs to be taken out. He is leftover garbage.
He owns slaves. His descendants own slaves. John McCain.
His wife is also the heir to the Anheuser-Busch. Senator John McCain of Arizona. I don't even think he's even from Arizona, but his wife is one of the heirs to the Anheuser-Busch family. So if you want to talk about keeping it within the family and you want to talk about elitism, that's about as high as you can get. And like I said, he's also a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, their direct statement is for New World Order. They are pretty much the New World Order Illuminati, and they're it. They are like one of them out and about. You know, the Freemasons are behind the doors. These guys are right out in front of your face. And Ted Cruz's wife belongs to this group. And John McCain also belongs to it as well. This is a hell of a rabbit hole that you can go down when dealing with this type of stuff.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, they
own the 120.
It gets pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So you were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you able to make it to any of the Trump rallies, or you didn't get to go?
No, the thing is, the other day when we were supposed to go. At the one in Gainesville. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had my tickets, but my friend that works at the hotel, she called me, told me not to come because they already let everybody in with a ticket. There was no spot for me and my husband. And she said there was like 5,000 or 6,000 people waiting outside and there was a lot of protesters and shit. She told me don't risk my car and don't risk myself.
Wow. So even though you had a ticket, you still couldn't even get in.
No, because I'm telling you, something would have happened to my car or me.
Oh, wow.
So I stayed behind. But if he does a speech in Gurnee, Illinois, or Vernon Hills, or like McHenry, I'll go.
Uh-huh.
If he does another rally, you know?
Yeah.
Or in Rockford, I'll go. But the thing is,
all the surrounding states of Illinois, he's, like, already been there, and he actually has won them already. So it's already in your favor. That's kind of awesome.
Because me and my husband were two of them that voted for him.
Yes, yes, you voted for him in the Illinois primary. Yes, yes, I remember you.
I even took a picture of the ballot, but I lost that fucking picture when my phone reset. Took a phone. So yeah, you're doing a good job, man. I like your radio show. It's good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the compliment there. Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm just gonna keep interviewing bands left and right, like I always do.
Well, the fact that I even have any of your attention means a lot to me because you know, as those I haven't known you for very long, but for those who do know me, you know, I was in music for a couple of years, and I know. You know, without you, there is no me. You know, I would always say that when I was on. We would always say that when we were on stage. Without you, there is no us. So,
what kind of music
without your support, there is no me. And without, you know, your friendship, it means nothing. So, thank you for your insight, and thank you for being supportive. And yes, anything we can do to win this White House and break this monarchy crown that has been placed upon the United States presidency come November, we will do the best we can. So,
yes, I'm praying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me be on air with you.
You can call in whenever you would like. Every Monday, you know that.
I will.
You call in whenever you want.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Tanya. Have a good one. All right, bye. Well, that was delightful. What a lovely girl. What a lovely woman. Excuse me. Ain't she a cute little voice, isn't she? A little, cute little voices. Nice girl. Nice woman. Now, as she said... Now, Joel, I'll get to your point in a minute. Now, as she said, her family was in the restaurant business, which is not a very easy business to be into. So she knows what it means to build. See, this is what. Let me give you. Let me backtrack here. The Chinese bamboo tree. When you plant it, you have to water it damn near every day. And it doesn't grow, believe it or not, for the first 5 years. Even after all of the watering, after all of the attention, it takes 5 years. And after the fifth year, it grows 90 feet tall. Now, you have to ask yourself the question. Does it grow 90 feet in 5 years? Or within 1 year after the 5 years? Well, the answer is simple. It takes 5 years. It takes 5 years to learn the business, to learn the terminology, to learn the system, to learn to learn the information system, to build the credibility with the customers, to build the credibility with your creditors, to build the credibility with your financial support, to build the credibility with your workers and coworkers, to build the credibility with the people that are underneath you and above you, to understand the market, to understand how the market fluctuates up and down, to understand the monetary system, to understand how these things work day in, day out. It takes 5 years. So, you know, people who have, as they say, lived that lifestyle understand this thinking. It's not just people with guns and Bibles, as they used to say, the people that supported George Bush. I'm not saying I supported, I'm just saying what they said. You know, there's a whole nother level of consciousness out there. I'll start saying that correctly. And everyone needs to understand that when you're dealing with this level of people and personality. Now, Barry Goldwater, in the same sentence as John McShane, Goldwater was a precursor to Ronald Reagan, go Trump. Yes, Joel, I understand that, but are we sure that I could have swore that I once heard that John McCain was related to Goldwater in some sense. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but it doesn't matter. I'm not wrong that much, but I'm pretty sure of that. Anyhow, but that's what I mean. Goldwater would turn over in his grave. Calvin Coolidge would turn over in his grave if he saw what, like, you know, some of these Republicans were doing today. It would make him sick. Excuse me, I need a little bit of agua there. Cleanse the palate. Well, yeah, McShane's father was a hero, but McShane was not a hero, in my opinion. Screw him. I personally could care less if he croaked tomorrow, because I wouldn't be at his funeral after what he's done and the statements he's made and the things that he has not produced for this country. Never mind what he has. See, this is the thing. It's not a matter of what they've done. To me, when it comes to politicians, it's what they didn't do. It's what they should have done. That's more important. Well, he did this, he did that, he did that, he did this, and this was all detrimental to the country. Okay, I know that. I expect that from these pieces of fecal matter that are lower than the droppings of an insect. But what saddens me is what they didn't do and the potential that they should have enacted to the country. No, his sins are not Goldwater's. No, they're not. No. But there's a difference between Barry fucking Goldwater and John fucking McShane. Like, Barry Goldwater was, like, the man. I wish I could remember that. He wasn't perfect. But I wish I could remember that speech he said, something is no vice. God, I wish I could remember that. I used to know that offhand, but it was really, like, Dr. Savage used to play it on the show all the time. I used to know it like the back of my hand. Anyhow, so look, let me get back to the very essence of what the show is actually about tonight. Now, like I said, it's about reading between the lines. And I kind of came out hot, and, you know, I'm not losing steam. I'm just trying to calm down, calm my my heart rate down a little bit here. Tanya, she had such a nice little, that beautiful little voice, and it brought me down a little. Thank you so much. I wish the best for her and her husband. And, you know, it's a good thing she didn't go when she, to the rally, because something would have happened to her car. That would have been ugly. But you know what? You got all the bikers are coming around now to fucking put an end to that. Reading between the lines, like I said, you got to know the opponents, where the opponent is coming from, and you got to know the direction where you want the discussion to go. Here it is. Okay, everybody listen up. And this is from Barry Goldwater. And this was back, 1950? 51? I want to say it was around that area. All right. I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no vice. Barry motherfucking Goldwater. Thank you, Joel. I knew I remembered that. I couldn't remember that. I remembered that first one, but I didn't remember it word for word. I was not going to butcher it, and then it turned out to be like crap. I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. So in other words, you don't need the motherfucking, who is that was spying on us? Whatever the hell they were. I can't even think of who the hell they were. Not the Secret Service, not the CIA. You don't need the CIA overturning governments over in the Ukraine. You don't need the CIA, as that German newspaper that story was broke by Alex Jones. I wish I could pull a link up right now. I can't do too many things at once because I gotta think, and I want to give you guys like exponential thought process, because remember, there's no commercial break, so I can't go on a commercial break and just get it. They were talking about how the CIA was like influencing this German newspaper. Like they were giving them all this news, and like they were like, oh, okay, we just fucking print it. Even though it was my Russian accent, but. And. Yeah, you don't need the CIA doing that. You don't need them overturning governments in the Ukraine. You don't need them you're welcome for the compliment. You don't need them overturning governments in look what they did to Gaddafi. And look, and a buddy of mine printed the video on the Facebook link with that Hillary Clinton cunt. We came, we saw, he died. You fucking hag. I swear to God, that laugh, it just sounds like a garage door opener that needs fucking WD-40 in the worst motherfucking way on the left-hand side, how it just cranks open on the one side. That's exactly what she fucking sounds like. I wish I could just punch her right in her fucking face. I really do. I would punch her dead in her face. Her and the current fucking MOOC president. I told you 2 weeks ago that I think it's been like 3 weeks now I've been doing this. I don't care anymore. They don't care. I don't care. Well, we're the government. We're allowed not to care. No, you're fucking not. But they have they have all their own motherfucking judges and all their own motherfucking prosecutors and all their own motherfucking lawyers doing what the fuck they want. So there isn't really much you can say or do about it at that point in time. Now, is there? No, there isn't. There's just nothing you can do about it. So, there is. But you... See, the thing is, you can make a difference at the local level. It's hard, but it can be done. The next level is the county level. That's a little harder, but it can be done. Then you have the state level, your assembly, and your state senate. It can be done. Then you have the governor house. That's very, very hard. That's when it starts getting really, really hard. It's after the state senate level, that's when it gets really hard, man. That's when it gets hard to start sticking thorns in the side of this beast. This overwhelming bureaucratic beast. These institutionalists that are running everything into their own form of oblivion. I know, honey, I hate Hillary too. Anyhow. Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. Wow! And he said this in 1950. I'm going to say 50 because I think that's when he said it. It was around that time. That's just amazing. The NSA... That is the exact style of quote that he is referring to, that NSA-type shit. I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. And let me remind you also that moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. Moderation in the pursuit of justice. That means putting that fucking whore in jail. That means impeaching and jailing Barack Obama. And it's funny that the only candidate who says that he's going to do that is Donald Trump. Ted Cruz. See, you have to read between the lines. The cruise ship has said that it's going to undo all the things Obama has done. That doesn't mean that he's going to pursue them any further. Trump has come out and said that bitch is going to jail. Now if I was advising him, I would say to just say those words, and he would win. It wouldn't even be close. But for some reason, I can fight for him here, and you know, they won't suck me into their campaign. But that's okay. It's all right. As Nikola Tesla once said, I don't care that they take my ideas. It just worries me that they don't have any of their own, and that's okay. Whatever I can do for what I'm doing at the level I'm doing is obviously more than enough, because I won the man, the Atlantic County. I won him the Atlantic County delegates. I won him the Atlantic County nomination. I don't know how many people can actually stand up and say that. I can, because everybody saw the speech I fucking gave. I went on radio and threw a fucking tomahawk torpedo into this cruise ship and sank it. And I can't wait to do it again. They said that they wanted to do it again. I said, I'll come on here every day. And I said, if you want to get somebody else, I'll debate them too. Whenever they're fucking ready. I'll already be ready when they're ready. Okay? Blow me. God. Moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. Man, they don't make them like that anymore. I believe it was William Howard Taft, whose son was, I can't remember his son's name, but he was one of those senators who was like Barry Goldwater. And he was actually Ron Paul, not Rand Paul, who's also somebody I support on a few levels, but Ron Paul, the father, who I supported in 2008, and again in 2012 when he ran for president then, and they did everything they could. See, this is nothing new what they're doing to Trump, because they did it to Ron Paul. Those of us who are aware of how these – they did it to Herman Cain too. Those of us who know how this stuff is done, they steal delegates and fix things all the time if it's not – and they blatantly do it every time. That's what you're not understanding. And I'm just talking in generality. I know you guys who listen and who are listening understand what I'm saying, but I'm just talking in generality to the useful idiots. They do this all the time. Blatantly. Blatantly. Because they know that they can get away with it. Because nobody's punching them in the mouth for doing so. That's why I put that meme out and tagged a whole bunch of you in it. Remember the Charles Bronson meme? In my day, you didn't file a grievance. You punched the cocksucker in the mouth. Well, my boy just had to punch somebody in the fucking mouth yesterday. Some dude was talking shit. Shouldn't have been talking shit. Don't talk shit and you won't get hit. Ron, you can't do that. I can't. You ever seen the Chinese? And listen, there is. You want to talk about brainwashed communism? They fight. Their government fights. I think I don't know if it was Switzerland. Their parliament fought. That was me. I don't care. I would go right down there and punch one of them right in the mouth. I know you're saying no, I wouldn't. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Because I almost got in a fist fight with the former mayor of Atlantic City one time. Talked shit and walked away. And I was like, well, I'm still standing here. Why are you walking away, pussy? And he kept walking. Another fucking bum. Called his ass corrupt. He called me a piece of shit. And I was like, fuck you. Your whole family's a bunch of pieces of shit. And then he, like, walked away. And I'm like, why are you walking away, motherfucker? I'm still here. And he kept walking. So fuck him. He scared that piece of shit. Now, I'm sure he had, like, four or five other people with him. He'd have been like, oh, yeah, well, you want to do something? Like, yeah, I'll still knock you the fuck out. And then after I'm done knocking you out, I'm going to knock out all your fucking boys in their cheap-ass suits. Anyhow, let's wrap this up on a more positive note. I'm going to type out a whole bunch of shout-outs. Yes, that is true. Yes, asking women to support Hillary because she's a woman, it is treating all women like they're stupid. That's a good point, Tonya. That's a good point. That is a good point. And what goes right goes left. Listen, asking people to support Ted Cruz because he's the opposition to Trump, this goes to show that you're the establishment opposition to Trump. It's not that funny. How fucking stupid. I just want to throw up. I've tried until I could puke coat hangers. But I digress. Let me get back to where I was, where I was about to go mentally here with the last 8 minutes. Like I said, you have to read between the lines. You got to do your homework, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not doing your homework, you're going to get into it with somebody who, I'm not saying that they did their homework, but they're going to have talking points that you should know, and you should know how to combat them. Now, I do what I can to provide that for you. I know a lot of tonight was a lot of rambling. I don't know, maybe it wasn't. To me, it was, because but I can't keep just factually distributing facts about this, that, and the third, because after a while, I don't know. Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. I was pretty running today, and I had about, like I said, I've had about 6 shots of the set and a third, plus 2 beers. But anyhow, and I had a sampler to eat. And I'm like, I don't eat that stuff. But I gave the shrimp and the mozzarella sticks to my friend, and I had the chicken and the other stuff. So it wasn't, you know, you guys know me. But anyhow, for example, when they go on the character attack, you don't have to get in the mud with them. You just have to point out the similar flaws of the other opponent. For example, the first question, and you gotta know the question. And when you answer the question with your terminology and the other person answers it with theirs, even if they are someone answering the question, say that they're not answering the question and just point out, just reiterate your point. Well, it's because he is this and he is that, but that you say, wait a minute, that's not the question. The question is, why are they at war with each other? And you point out, well, how did they get that way? That's answering the question, attacking the opponent. You got to bring them into you. You know what I'm saying? When they say, this poll says that women aren't going to vote for Trump, and that poll says this. First of all, it's elementary statistics 101. You ask 300, how many people did they ask? What was the question being asked? Or questions being asked? How many responses did you get? Perform the mathematical equation, and you get your percentage. And who took the poll? People don't just take polls for free. Okay? Unless gathering information to obtain a doctorate. You're not going out and obtaining information for a Sunday afternoon. Hours. And mathematical implicational reasoning. And it takes a lot of analytical thought process. Who is performing these actions? What are the questions being asked? Who's performing it, like I said, number one? And ask yourself this question. What do they have to gain by performing this poll? So don't believe everything you hear. Doesn't mean that it's an actual poll. It could mean that this is a projection that we want you to think. Doesn't mean the poll is accurate. Anyone who has studied statistics will understand this. Now, well, thank you, Joel. Maybe not mayor of Atlantic City. Definitely, probably mayor at some point in time. Maybe I'll move to Illinois and I can probably get elected there. Although if this was Dallas, Texas, I would be on city council right now. I understood that when I was running for council here in Atlantic City. If this was Dallas, Texas, if this was Arizona, Colorado, certain areas of Colorado, Nevada, Kentucky, I would already be on the city council, if not the mayor of a town already. But in the Northeast, being a Republican, especially a constitutional Republican, a Jeffersonian-style Republican like myself, the odds are very far against you. So, look, we got 90 seconds left of the show. First, I want to thank Tanya for calling in, even though I could never pronounce your name correctly until this evening. Sorry about that. it's a beautiful name. My boy Joel, thank you for your dedication and listenership. Rob Powers, I love you very much. Thanks for listening, man. You're always a dedicated person. A few other people who I'm not going to say on air, I will give them their shout outs on the Facebook. Like I said, I'm going to end up with this. It takes a lot to get to this point, to this level. Keep that in mind. Where you are right now, it takes a lot just to get here. So consider yourself on top, the pinnacle of achievemented thinking. And you, if you keep pushing yourself to that level, you will achieve many great things, and you will keep going further down the rabbit hole and not being shocked further you go. Most people can't do that. Make sure that you can do that. I will talk to you all next week. Thank you all so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Go Trump. I'm officially off air. For those who listen to the archive, for those who listen to the archive, this is the archive. I don't know what really to say. I'm really tired. Think I'll go home now. Thank you all for listening who did turn in to listen. Thank you all for your support. May God bless every one of you. You all deserve it. And I will talk to you all next week. So take care of yourselves. and each other.